messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I'm keeping secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your
Wednesday, boys and girls, and another edition of Butch on Sports to be had for you here. Yes, I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in on a, yes, on a Wednesday. Love it indeed here. Giving you some sports news you can't get enough of. Let me get started and be complete about it here as I turn up a little volume here and punch the little buttons and there I have it. Well, the Detroit Tigers sweeps a series. Why am I not very, very happy? Because Chicago beat the crap out of them. Now they go to Kansas City and then they win. If they only can get a little streak going here. But yes, they do have a streak going. Three in a row, they beat Kansas City this afternoon. Final score of 6-5. Terry Scrubo was the pitcher that started, went six innings. Did pretty doggone well. Did let go of a total of three runs. Yes, three runs. But that's okay. Tigers came back, did some things with Willie Castro and crew, and had a little nervous for everybody in the ninth inning, but Michael Fulmer gets a strikeout to end that little catastrophe here, as I would say, and the Tigers win three in a row. Now they'll get on the road a piece here and travel up to Anaheim in California. Well, it's nice and steamy out there, and have added four games against the Angels of Los Angeles there. By the way, the Detroit Tigers prospect, Matt Manning, will make his debut on Thursday. Yes, Wilson Ramos was cut in order to make room for Matt Manning. The Tigers are bringing a young right-hander in. For big league goodies, his effort to get a start in there. Spencer Turnbull and also Matthew Boyd on the injury list with the Tigers. That leaves them with three starters. That's Casey Mize, Terry Scrubo, who pitched today, and also Jose Arena. Now to fix that fix there, by golly, the Tigers, what they did was they let go. They let go a nice young man. Wilson Ramos is cut from the team there. They fixed that quick, fast, and hurry. By the fact, Manny was on the 40-man roster in the first place there, so to make room for him, he joined the taxi squad, and he'll be activated as of tomorrow, Thursday, for his first start. And against the Los Angeles Angels in Anaheim. That game starts around about 10 o'clock, where most of us will be going to bed. And some of you will maybe be up because it's only Thursday getting ready for Friday, that weekend. You want a long one there. There you go there. You got the Angels doing your thing there for baseball. Now, got a lot of basketball news here. And this was a busy basketball day here. Last night I watched the Nets defeat the Bucks, and they went ahead in their series by a score of 3-2 in the series there. And wow, it was a good game here as, yes, people who were supposed to show up did. James Harden was a, I would call him a diversion, although he did play in the game for the Nets. But by golly, they went home with it there. They went home indeed. And they beat up on Milwaukee, who had a 17-point lead at one time there. Well, what can you say? It's just a tough league. Milwaukee's going to give it to them. Again, I think this is going to go seven games. Don't get on me, boys and girls. Seven games for this particular series with Milwaukee and the Nets there. We'll find out what the Nets got in their bag of tricks here tomorrow night. That's Thursday. No more long days off there. The Western Conference could start as soon as Sunday. However, the Phoenix Suns will be without Chris Paul. Yes, they will be without Chris Paul for the series right now. Paul is out indefinitely as he's entered the NBA covert health and safety protocol here. I did not believe it, but, you know, you figure a majority of the NBA players got shots or whatever it may be. Apparently, Chris Paul has none. How he got it, I do not know, but when he was checked and checked thoroughly, he's under covert watch there. So we don't know how long he'll be out. He'll go through probably testing on Saturday to see if he gets two negatives in order to play. But most saying that's unlikely. And I don't know who's getting that information, but this is what I'm reading in the paper there. I got to check on that myself there. In the meanwhile, Kyrie Irving is set to miss the game as well tonight as the Clippers are going to go against the Utah Jazz in Utah there. Leonard is suffering a sprained right knee late in the game with the Clippers in game number four. Of course, that series is tied 2-2. What do you know? Now it's going to get very exciting with that particular series. So we may say Sunday, of course, but maybe Chris Paul might get a chance to get himself together before this series ends. Because, again, Leonard is a big part of the Clippers' offense there and defensive as well. The New Orleans Pelicans have relieved your favorite coach and mine, Stan Van Gundy, after one season with the team. That was confirmed this afternoon. They reported the news of New Orleans' move. The Pelicans finished 31-41 during the regular season. It was tied for 11th place, and that was just under the wire for the playoffs. And guess who didn't get in? The Pelicans, of course, with all the stars and glitz and lits. And he was supposed to be in there to be after for the Pelicans because he supposedly could bring and develop young roster feeling, you know, featuring Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. He didn't get it done. Of course, injuries, of course, for the that particular team took a toll on the Pelicans there. I wouldn't say it's all his fault, but again, they thought he can do a lot better than Alvin Gentry the year before, who had a 30-42 mark in 2019-20. Now, it's going to be a lot of doggone looking around there, but the Pelicans are saying they are going to interview. Teresa Weatherspoon is among the candidates to replace Van Gundy. And a lot of that's going on right now. There's a lot of women qualified to get out there and deal with men's basketball. Becky Hammons might be looked at Boston. I'm quite sure she will. Others as well. And so we might have some women doing some coaching in men's basketball, which it'll be pretty doggone good. We got some good minds out there as far as basketball is concerned in there. And I don't think it should be a problem when you know how to win and you know how to get your team to be motivated and do its thing. Maybe the Pistons might have to do that. Who knows? I'm just saying. Speaking of the Pistons there on Thursday at 11 a.m., Detroit Pistons in Belfort, a property restoration there alongside the Detroit Public Safety will unveil a renovation of two of the Detroit Public Safety headquarters there, which are police headquarters and other things there. The 911 call center quiet room is being renovated, and the Pistons and Belfort donated time and money to get brand new office chairs and a call center for the employees, new furniture, a quiet room, as well as freshly painted walls and some art in there as well. Each room will be dedicated to the memory of a call center employee that lost their lives during COVID-19 during the pandemic. That's pretty cool. You know, call center, and see that do any well. The University of Detroit Mercy Athletic Department, they have announced today that LaTanya Collins, to interim head coach of the women's basketball team for the upcoming season. Coach Collins will replace Anne-Marie Gilbert, as you know, or some of you know there, has been going through a thing with the players refusing to play for her. That has now went on for the last 2 months and then some. All year, all season, it seems to be the women's basketball team had a problem with this particular coach. I don't know her personally, and I'm talking about Anne-Marie Gilbert there. But again, the team just didn't want her, and the players just couldn't play for her. So U of D took the side of the players and let her go. Or, in this case, Gilbert said, "I'm just leaving." Coach Collins was recently promoted to recruiting coordinator for the Titans women's basketball team, and the university looks forward to providing her with support that she needs for a winning season. Boy, a lot of basketball goodies there. Yes, game two of the semifinals series against the Montreal Canadiens are going to be dealt with tonight. That's going to be on tap tonight. They're going against the Vegas Golden Knights, who beat Montreal in the first game of their semifinal series. The winner of that will go to the Stanley Cup. And I expect it to be a slobber knocker. Big, bad slobber knocker. I mean, these guys are big. And Vegas is a huge team there, but again, they are very, very physical indeed. Montreal is not afraid, though. They will get with the quickness this evening when they play around about 9:38 or 10 o'clock. I guess that game will start there. We're doing our show around about 8 o'clock this evening here, so you got time to go get some goodies, some popcorn, a cold one or two or three or four, or, you know, get a stiff drink. I can't say. But hockey there. The Islanders and Tampa Bay are tied at 1-1. Tampa Bay winning last night there. So that's going to be a good thing. And boy, I've seen some grueling fighting in my days. But by golly, I love these particular series that are going on in the National Hockey League. Although they do shake hands at the end of the fiasco, winning and losers, of course, boy, they are very physical, very physical. And I like that kind of sport there, physicality in the hockey game there. Really, it got me going up and stirred up here to a no, not one. And if you want some good physical hockey, tonight is your night. The MHSAA, this week is the final week of goodies there for far as finals is concerned. That's baseball, softball, and girls soccer. This weekend is going to end up the particular season for the MHSAA sports deal there. We haven't heard yet about what's going to be done in the fall, per se, but hopefully the fall season will go out as normal. We don't know officially yet, but I'm quite sure we'll get word for it. But yes, baseball, the semifinals for baseball and the MHSAA will be tomorrow on Thursday. The winners of all those particular games from Division 1 to 4 will have some ball games to be played on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon at the best. Also, the girls' softball, they got semifinal games tomorrow. And also, those winners will take on the task on this upcoming weekend to deal with the finals there. Girls soccer, I'm quite sure there's going to be some goodies going to be played tomorrow. And also on Saturday, they're going to be playing their finals there. So after that, you can watch it on up. The kids will be playing recreational sports and other things to keep their mind a breeze. And a lot of leagues are opening up for the kids and whatnot, and that'll be pretty doggone cool. And again, reminding you parents out there and all you visitors, hey, go out there and support them if you can. Please be safe. Don't be a fool and go out there with no shots and no masks on. If you got to wear a mask, wear a mask. And of course, if you got both your shots or maybe one of your shots, if you got Johnson shot in you there, you can go with no mask at all. But please, everyone, be safe, be careful, and be mindful of what's going on there to keep those kids safe and being able to participate further on down the road a piece there. And there's a lot of graduations, and congratulations to all who'll be graduating this upcoming week as well there. I know a lot of Detroit public school system schools will be pertaining to graduations this upcoming weekend as well there. So congratulations to all those kiddies and got scholarships and or else going to further their education. In Michigan, of course, you can go to a junior college practically for free. So there's no sense of not being able to continue your journey into prosperity down the road a piece there. And with that saying there, I'm going to end this particular show with a bang. Not so much messing it up, but giving myself a break. I'll be back on Sunday, boys and girls, with Butch on Sports. But of course, you can check Butch on Sports out on Facebook. Facebook is a home for Butch on Sports. Also, you can go to the home website at Podomatic.com. You can type in SimpleButchTotto.com. Take you straight to the page and listen to some goodies or this show. Or tell your friends and your neighbors, your loved ones, and your foes. I don't care. Hey, but thank you for listening to the show. Also, check out the show on thegamesportshow.podbean.com. And also on Monday night, of course, the Game Sports Show, where Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and yours truly get involved with some sports news that you can't get enough of. And normally sometimes we get some guests on there who have been very practical, giving us some inside information of what's going on in sports in general, all around the world a piece there. Also, track and field is starting this weekend too here for the Olympics. I know that a lot of swimming and diving have been going on, but track and field, the goodies here, the marathons and all this other good stuff is going to be taking place this weekend. So you might want to check that out on the telly as well. Of course, basketball, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. And yes, you get a rest from football. So, hey, I'm Simply Butch. Have a great, great weekend. Check you out on Sunday, boys and girls.